I love that we've been going to movies more. We've been loving going to Edina Cinema. It's a four auditorium, classic, old school movie theater. For some unknown freaking reason, they have Surly Darkness on tap. I'm almost hesitant to say this because I don't want don't drink it all. If you're listening to this and you live in Minneapolis, I'm completely making this up and this movie theater sucks. But if you're from out of town and there's no chance of you coming in and drinking this, it's magical. They can't have it forever. Surly Darkness 2019 on tap. It's been on tap for like a year. Okay, so a couple months ago, we went and saw American Fiction. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a scene in it that I found so fascinating that I dug in my pocket and pulled, and I'm sitting there like a freaking nerd in the movie theater and writing down in the dark this quote. And this is the scene that happened. I'll give a little context. It's about this writer, or author, shall I say, who has been known to write really incredible, heady, thought-provoking works of art. And he gets so fed up with the culture of writing. Nobody's reading his books. So as just almost, it seems, just like a big middle finger to the world, he sits down and just writes this trite book that he thinks is just what everybody else seems to be wanting. The world is reading trash, so he'll give you trash. He writes it, and his agent sends it to a bunch of publishers, and they freak out and they love it. Everybody wants it, and it's under different pen names, so it's not under his name. But he's thinking to himself, like, this is trash. I don't want to play this game. I don't want to fuel the world that I'm making fun of with this. This is all just a joke in the first place. And his agent pulls out three bottles of Johnny Walker whiskey and says this.
Johnny Walker Red, $24. Johnny Walker Black, $50. Johnny Walker Blue, $160. You see the metaphor?
No.
These are all made by the same company. For most of your career, your books have been blue. They're good, complex, but they're not popular because most people want something easy. Now, for the first time ever, you've written a red book. It's simple, prurient. It's not great literature, but satisfies an urge. And that's valuable. What I'm trying to illustrate is that just because you do red doesn't mean you can't also do blue. You can do it all. Like Johnny Walker.
Now, there's just no universal laws, I'm starting to realize, in, well, anything, but creativity, just fucking what life should look like in general. What works for one person doesn't work for the other. And that's really frustrating and also really freeing.
Yeah, that's really good. And something that works for you right now, the standards that you hold yourself to right now might not work for the you in the future. Yeah. Shit happens in life sometimes and you have to change. You have to pivot. It's so easy for me to go, oh man, I want to hold myself to a high standard. Yeah, I've even said things on the podcast. I love the Derek Sivers book, Hell Yes or No. At some point in your career, when you start off making things, you have to do things for free and say yes to everything to start out. And then it's really important. And I think the thing that everybody talks about, that what people don't regularly talk about, is how there comes a point where it is just as important for you to start saying no to things and set yourself apart.
Right.
And hold yourself to a higher standard. And
the higher standard is, I think, a wrong word.
Okay.
A different standard, a different level. Because I don't think that, well, I'm splitting hairs here. That's all I'm saying.
I really like that. Because higher standard puts quantifiable into the mix, yeah, and you can't
seem like what the 18-year-old guitar player is doing or not doing is less than. It's just the right thing to do when you're 18 and trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, it could be just maybe you have to at some point protect your energies.
Yeah,
you can make things that you consider are art, while at the same time say yes to some other gigs just because it's paying the bills. And that doesn't make you any less of an artist.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like there's some sort of weird implied benchmark for artists, like, especially like actors, I think. You know, they get shit on for doing like a rom-com. But you don't know that that rom-com allows them to do that like super heady indie film that they just want to do.
Yes. Hell yes.
That's it.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.